This is Belle Deacon from Grayling. She is telling the second part of the English translation of the story, Old Crow Man. She also tells the story, Giants and the Two Little Boys, in Ngalik and English. It is April 17th, 1973.
Egon, why you come back again? I don't want you back. You eat all my food and what? I'm not even going to live through winter now. I'm going to just starve and kind of you. I had lots of food and you've been stealing from me while I go for wood. You shouldn't come around, he said. Well, I want you for my head again tomorrow because my head is still itchy and sturdy, he said. So she told him, okay. And she got that poker again. She poked his ear and she just clapped him and just tore him all up. And then there was a big, on the ice where it's not froze, big current in there. It's not froze, it's open place. She killed him and she dragged him out there and she just threw him in the water. Just down it went. Now she got rid of it. But she cut about this much. I don't know for what she cut it this much.
About an inch?
Yeah, right to the joint. Mm-hmm. Go below Tsakabai. This below Tsakabai means the little finger. And she poked hole and then she hanged on her cash, hanged down. I don't know for what she did that way. And about 1 week after that, all at once, two sleds came to her place. They tell her, we lost our husband since this fall. Our husband started to hunt and never come back. You ever see our husband? And she say, no, I don't see nobody. Lady, I never see nobody. It made to her mind that it was their husband she killed. And those little girls, they started to go out and play around. And also one girl came in. Mom, he say, our daddy's small finger, it's hang on her cash. My, what you done to him, they say, and they started to fight with her. But the little house was all upset. They couldn't get her down. She's too powerful. Then they went outdoors and they started to go over the bank. They tried to throw her, but she threw them far away from each other. They come to her and fight with them, kids and all screaming. Pretty soon they went to that open place where there's big current. We're going to drown you, old woman. You kill our husband. Tell us how you kill him, they tell her. No, she said, I didn't kill nobody. But you can't throw me in and get rid of me. If you both women, young women, see, you can't do that to me if you want to, she said. They went out and all at once she grabbed this one woman. She just threw him that open place. The other woman just came and threw him there. So she got rid of those two women. Then them kids were just green. She put them in this sled, one whole sled. Little dark kids. Dark complexion. She just threw that one sled, she shoved it in there, and she shoved that other sled. And she went up to her place. And she started to cry. My, she said, I've been living here a good many years by myself. What kind of people is that lead me in the wrong way? Now I don't have no food. Now I'm going to die myself, she said. I don't want to live for what I'd done. So she went in the woods and I don't know what she'd done to herself. That was the end.
And who told you?
That's one old woman. That's, they used to call Martin Scal's mother. I know she's old. I don't know what's her name. When I was a little kid, those are short little stories.
Where was she from?
Anvik. You know, they used to come to us because a long time ago, they never used to have welfare. And they have hard time, those old people. And those people that got food, they come around when we're going to eat. And My mother and my father never let them down. They come and eat with us. Every time, when it's time to eat, they come, they share food with them. So they so thankful that he wanted to tell a story and everything that way. Two little boys was playing bow and arrow along the edge of the willow. And they play arrow and just play laughing, two cousins. And they were just walking around. They didn't know where they came from. I'll tell it in Indian way.
Tell it, why don't you finish first and then...
And they were just playing in there. All at once, this one of the little boy, he just don't know where his arrow went. And they start to hunt back and forth, back and forth. They look around in the woods, and they went further back, and they were going down again. And all at once, this one of his little bigger cousins say, "Here's an igloo. We'll go on top and we'll look inside. Maybe what became of that arrow." They went on top of it. They looked down. It was a big dish of ice cream, about this big dish.
You know, 2 feet around?
Yeah. And the arrow was just smack right in the middle of that ice cream. "Look at that. My arrow. We'll go in there." They went in there, they took it out. "Let's eat it." "And we are so hungry. My, that's nice ice cream," they said. And there was big pillow on that side and big stone over there, sharpening stone. Big blanket in there. They went to it. Their stomach was just big and round. They finished inside. They'd pull out some. He said, "I'm going to hide under that pillow, one side, and you hide under that stone." And under that stone one had, there was a little knife under that stone. So she got that little stone. And that under the pillow, there was a little knife. I mean, little sharpening stone. Under that stone was little knife, and under the pillow was little stone. They had in their hand. They fall asleep. They never eat before, and they just fell asleep. And pretty soon, they hear thump, thump, thump. They woke up. Big noise was coming, just like somebody walking. My. All at once he came in. Big giant came in. He just went to that dish and just kicked it. "Who eat the ice cream inside that dish?" he said. "He's under that the pillow hiding. The one that eat me up," that plate said. He grabbed that pillow and there was a little boy. He just grabbed that little boy and just swallowed him. And there another one under the stone. "There's one more over there." And he just grabbed and just swallowed that boy too. He just went it and just kicked it again. "Anybody else?" "No, only two little boys that eat me up. All the ice cream was in me," that dish say. And his stomach was just moving around. And he just boxed his stomach. "You keep still, kid. You keep still. You eat all my lunch. You eat all my ice cream. Now you're my food." And they were just, they didn't know what to do. They just sharpened that little knife inside, boxing his stomach. And they tell him, they couldn't breathe, just like they're going to die. They're going to smother any minute. And they just sharp that little knife and they just poke it right through and they just split him open and they jump right out. And the giant just fell over and dead and just, they were just happy and laughing. They jump out and they just ran out. "My, we killed that giant," they say. And they just ran out. they went in the willow, and they would start to walk up there with their arrow. And this one little boy, he looked at it. My little cousin, he said, my, your eyebrows inside is just red. And the other one, he said, your nose under your chin, it's white, and you look so funny now. They were just laughing about each other, walking up. Once this with red in its eyebrow.
Eyelid
just flew up, brows. And the other one just went away with the mink. That's the end of it. That's a short story.
You
want to
tell an Indian now?
Yeah. And They sure like it. They just love that ice cream.
Who taught you that?
Those old ladies.